Tonight I want to speak to you just for a few moments about a fresh start. That's my title tonight, a fresh start. Have you ever wanted to start something all over again? Have you ever wished you could get another shot at something, a fresh start? My wife and I, we live in a community where we have a lot of trees and a lot of flowers and a very quiet community. And we get to see, we got green grass, you know, it's not like the city where it's stone, concrete all around you. We get to see, you know, wildlife, birds, everything from raccoons to deers to coyotes to rabbits to wild turkeys to foxes to even occasionally a bear. And so we get a lot of interesting visitors. But one of the things that we've been seeing a lot lately of are butterflies. And butterflies have always seemed to amaze me, just the diversity, the colors, the sizes. You know, not any are alike. They're all different. And this past week, I began to look at the butterfly and just began to think about it. And I began to think of how it starts out as a caterpillar. And seemingly it gets a fresh start after undergoing what's called a metamorphosis. And a metamorphosis, that's a very big word, metamorphosis. What does it mean? And I looked up that word, and it basically means this. It's the marked and rapid transformation of a larva into an adult. Of a larva into an adult that occurs in some animals or organisms. That's the biological definition. And it says, for example, the caterpillar to the pupa, I guess that's the name for when it's in that cocoon state, and from the pupa to an adult butterfly, which we get to see flying around. And I began to think about that. Here's this creature, you know, that starts out this one way, but then it ends up soaring and flying and looking so pretty, so beautiful. And I began to just think about that. Another definition is a complete change from physical form, structure, or substance as transformation by magic. Another definition is any complete change in appearance or character, circumstances, etc. For example, the metamorphosis of an old house into something new and exciting. You've all heard the word makeover. You can make over a house. Some women like to receive makeovers. If you'd like to receive a makeover, don't raise your hand tonight. But many of you know what I'm talking about. Very popular term in the day and age we live in. Makeover. I looked up some of the synonyms. One synonym is alteration. Another is change. I began to think about that. Change. For example, the way my body has changed from the age when I was 31 to my age now, where I'm 43. I remember at 31, I would go out with Pastor Neil and Pastor Carter, and we would go out after service and fellowship and hang out and eat. And they'd, you know, they'd pick up fruit or juice, and I would get a honey bun, you know, or a cupcake, or, you know, a Hostess, like a Susie Q or a Twinkie or something like that. And they would look at me and they would say, it's going to catch up with you one day. And I'd say, you're kidding me. No way. Because I just had one of those metabolisms that would just so, I couldn't keep weight on. Now I can't keep it off. Another synonym is the word rebirth, which is a very familiar term in Christendom. Another familiar word is the word transfiguration. And I just began to think about that, you know, like the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus' glory began to burst forth and was shown forth from through his human person. And the disciples that were with him began to see his actual heavenly glory shine forth through him. And I began to think about that. Metamorphosis, a fresh start. You know, we serve a God who is able to give you a fresh start. And you heard all about that tonight in the testimonies that were shared here in this place. I was thinking of another testimony this past week of a young man. He said, I grew up in church and I saw a lot of hypocrisy. He said, I was depressed and confident in nothing. I became a drug dealer as well as a drug user. I had a filthy mouth, and I hated my father because he and his mom and dad had separated, and his father had forsaken the home and abandoned them. And so he hated his father. He said, but my mom was a praying mom. The Lord allowed me to hit rock bottom. I got into serious debt in the streets. I knew I needed a change in my life. And I wanted truly to know God for myself, to know that he was real. He said, and then one day, the Spirit of God heard my heart's cry. And he fell on me, and I began to weep like a baby. And I gave my heart completely over to him that day. He said, God made himself real to me. But he didn't stop there. God cleared all my debts within 2 days on the streets. He set me free from drugs and a foul mouth instantly. He filled me with the Holy Spirit. He opened up the door for me to go to Bible school. He put me in the mountains of Guatemala to work among the natives for 3 years. Then he gave me a beautiful, godly woman as a wife. He restored my relationship with my father. And he said, now I'm currently serving as a children's and youth pastor in a small church in the Smoky Mountains. Hallelujah. Praise God. God can give you a fresh start. I said, God can give you a fresh start. He experienced a fresh start when he came into right relationship with Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10, although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him when he came. Even his own land and among his own people, he was not accepted. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. This is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. This rebirth comes from God. We heard it tonight. God created us for a relationship with himself. We are all unique. You are unique. Do you know that tonight? You are one of a kind. I want you to turn to your neighbor on your left and right and say that to him. Tell him you're one of a kind. Some of you are thinking, thank God. We look different. We all have different likes and dislikes. Some of us like to read. Other among us like to be active, like sports, moving around, cycling. Some of us like to sit still quietly while others like to talk and have to be around a lot of people. Some of us love to shop. While some of us love to eat. Can I get a witness in here? We are different. We have different personalities, different giftings that God has given us. The scriptures say that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. But now consider the fact that we were created in the image of the God of the universe, the one who made all things. We can't even fathom how amazing he is, yet nature gives us glimpses. And I began to think about that. Last year, my wife and I had an opportunity to go to Arizona, and we had a chance to visit the Grand Canyon, which I had heard about for so many years, one of the wonders of the world. And when my wife and I stood on the precipice of the Grand Canyon at the edge, and we looked out over the Grand Canyon, we were just, I mean, amazed. Our breath was taken away. It didn't even look real. It looked like a mural. It just was so breathtaking, the vastness of it, the just the fact that it's a mile deep and And it was just breathtaking. And we stood there in just complete awe. We didn't know what to say. And we were just completely amazed. And I began to think about that, how that was an awesome sight that absolutely took my breath away. And yet, how awesome our God is. How big our God is. Psalm 8:1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I consider the heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. Yet he, God, created us for a relationship with himself. But man sinned, the Bible tells us. What is sin? Sin is living independently from God. Sin is everything you and I do that is contrary to God's commandments. John 1, verse 11 says, he came to his own creation and his own people did not receive him. In this passage of scripture, we have an example of this very thing. I think of how America is being called a postmodern, post-Christian society. Christianity is now passé. You can see that still today, Christ is being rejected. The human heart is still at enmity with God. Man is still captivated by sin despite all his progress and intellectual advancement. That is why the world you and I live in is so messed up. Look at the economies of the world and how they've been affected by greed. There are fears of all types, fears of the future, fear of harm, fear of the future, fear of failure, abuses of all kinds, sexual, emotional, physical, verbal, murder, suicides, racism, selfishness, despair. These things all were introduced into the world after man sinned. And the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of God's holy standard, come short of God's holy standard. God dwells in unapproachable light. In him there is no darkness at all. He is altogether other than we are. He is holy, he is good, and he's in a class all by himself. We, on the other hand, all inherited a sinful nature from our first parents, Adam and Eve, according to the scripture. We all have a capacity to do wrong. The Bible gives us examples of what's in our hearts. Evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, eagerness for lustful pleasure, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All have sinned. And the wages of sin is death. This speaks of a spiritual death, being cut off from the abundant life that God alone can give, left to be governed by our natural senses, under God's wrath, bound for hell. But there is hope tonight. I said there is hope tonight. There is new life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In other words, you and I can be saved. We can be given a fresh start. Saved from the wrath of God and set apart to God. We don't have to go to hell. Salvation is available. Salvation is having our sins forgiven and receiving eternal life. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so greatly loved you." He so loved this world that he even gave up his only son so that whoever believes in him, and the word believe means to trust in, to cling to rely on him, shall not perish shall not come to destruction, shall not be lost, but will have everlasting life. He goes on to say that as many as received him and welcomed him, he gave the authority, the power, the privilege, the right to become children of God. That is, to those who believe in his name, they are reborn. As we said earlier, this is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. This rebirth comes from God himself. A supernatural transformation takes place. A metamorphosis, if you will. They become a new person. The old life becomes history, and a new life begins. They become partakers of his divine nature. They get a fresh start. Hallelujah. From a very early age, I always felt like God had a plan for my own life. Somehow this was a dream that was planted in my heart. But I never knew how I would get there. I was raised a Catholic. I went to church. I did all my sacraments. But nonetheless, I still was bound by sin, miserable and fearful about the future. I went from relationship to relationship, tried drugs, alcohol, partying, bodybuilding, but I was still empty. But then one day, Jesus came and found me. I had a friend in college who I used to work out with, and we used to bodybuild together, and he invited me to his house. And I took my girlfriend with me, and she was also a bodybuilder, and we were in the process of training for a couples competition. And we got to his house. His girlfriend also came, and his dad was the pastor of a small Spanish Pentecostal church in the Bronx, small storefront church. And we sat in his living room, and his dad just began to share the good news with me the same way we're sharing with you tonight. And I remember he began to just talk, and as he was talking, all of a sudden, in my mind, it was like missing pieces of a puzzle began to come together about what life is all about and why God created us and how Jesus had died on the cross so that we could be reconciled to God, so that we could know why we are here. And folks, I didn't know at that moment, but I just began to weep, and I didn't know what was happening. But I began to cry in that living room. And as I began to weep, my girlfriend was there, so I tried to be macho and I tried to hold it in. But I started weeping all the more, and I couldn't hold it in anymore. And because I got a vision, I all of a sudden in my mind it clicked. I saw Jesus on the cross for me. For me. And folks, I remember looking over to my girlfriend, and she was crying. And I looked at my friend's girlfriend, and she was crying. And I looked at my friend, and he was crying. And we were all just weeping there in that living room. And his dad stood to his feet and said, Jesus is here. The presence of God Almighty is here. And if you want to receive him as your Lord and Savior, you can stand to your feet right now, and he will come into your heart, and he will change you. And I remember at that moment just hearing this voice. I know now it was the voice of the devil saying, don't do it. You have your own religion. You have your own belief system. What are people going to think? You know, and I remember hearing that voice, but all of a sudden I just found myself standing. And he led us in a prayer. And that day I prayed a simple prayer, acknowledging my need of the Savior. And today, folks, it's been 23 years, and I've never looked back. I am not the same person. I got a fresh start. Hallelujah. I got a fresh start. You can have a fresh start tonight. I began to think of some characteristics of a child of God. Characteristics of children of God. They believe on the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ. They see that their Heavenly Father loves them very much because he allows them to be called his children. They are adopted into his family. We get a family. Incredible, diverse family. They are led by the Spirit of God. They commune with God daily as part of their relationship with Christ. And as a result, they become more like Jesus. They love one another just like he commanded. They get a fresh start. Do you know the Christian life is not a person trying to imitate Christ? Rather, it's Christ imparting his life to and living his life through the person. The Christian life is not what you do for him. It is what he does for you and through you. When Jesus Christ lives within you, he takes your emptiness and he feeds you, fills you, sustains you, and he satisfies you. He takes your anxiety and he gives you peace of mind and heart, not like the world. He takes your unhappiness, he fills you with a joy until it's overflowing. And he takes your lack of power and he gives you strength you need to get through your day. Hallelujah. You become another person. You get a fresh start. You become a child of the living God. And heaven becomes your home. Tonight, I want to give an invitation. Would you bow your heads with me tonight, all over this place? I want to ask you, will you accept him? Will you receive him? Will you give him your life today, bruised and battered and broken by sin? Will you make him your Lord and Savior? If you do, he will give you the right to become his child. Tonight, if you say, Pastor, that's me, through everything that's been sung and spoken tonight, I know God is calling me. I know in my heart, I sense something here. It's the presence of Jesus you sense tonight. It's his Holy Spirit. And if you say, Pastor, that's me, and I'm tired of going at things on my own. I'm tired of living in sin. I don't want to live in sin anymore. I want to know this Jesus. I want to give my heart to him. I want to be changed. I want the life he has for me. I want to be forgiven of all my sins. If you say, Pastor, that's me, I want you to raise your hand unashamedly all over this sanctuary. Raise your hand up in the balcony as well. Join these that are raising their hand. Tonight is your night for a miracle. This is your night to get a fresh start. You can place your hand down. If you're backslidden tonight as well, you've grown cold, you've drifted from the Lord. Maybe you grew up in the house of God and you say, Pastor, I want to come back to Jesus. I need to come back to God. The hour is late. Tonight's your night for a change. Would you raise your hand as well? Backsliders, backsliders all over this place. Those hands, join these whose hands are going up, up in the balcony as well. We're going to stand together in a moment, quietly and reverently. And those who raised your hand, I want to invite you to come to the front of this church and we're going to pray together. Just like I did in that living room that day, we're going to pray together and you're going to be changed. God is going to forgive you. You're going to receive a fresh start. Let's stand all over this place, up in the balcony here on the main floor. Balcony, go to either exit. Come down the stairs. Come join us here at the front. We're going to pray together. We're going to worship first and then we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to know tonight that God is not mad at you. His heart is filled with love. As a matter of fact, the Bible says God is love. God's wrath against sin was poured out on his son so that you and I could go scot-free if we were to place our faith in him and get a fresh start. Tonight, those of you who have responded, I want to invite you to pray along with us. We're going to pray with you tonight. And this prayer is not a magic formula, but it's just to help you articulate your need of God and your willingness to invite him to come into your life and to receive his offer of forgiveness and eternal life. Would you raise your hands to him tonight? And would you pray from your heart with me? Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, tonight I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I need you to be my Lord, my Savior, my God. Would you forgive me I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. I don't want to live in sin anymore. I want to live for you from this moment on. Take my life and do whatever you want with it. I was created to worship you, to live for you, to have a personal relationship with you. Thank you for loving me so that you would die in my stead. Tonight, I make a choice to live for you the rest of my days. God, empower me daily to seek you, to walk with you. Open the scriptures. Give me a capacity to understand what you say in the Bible, that I will know that you are speaking to me. Thank you, God, for accepting me, for hearing my cry, and for receiving me as your child. I believe that I now belong to you, and that the devil has no claim on my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 We want to pray for you tonight. Folks, would you extend your hands towards these tonight? We want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over depression. We take authority over, Lord, drug addiction, alcoholism, violence, fits of rage. God, we take authority over thoughts of suicide tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, we cancel the assignment of the devil, and we proclaim that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, we receive our freedom and we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Those of you who responded tonight, you need to know that you have inherited millions of brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. You have a family.